local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. You made it. It's the Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Rain showers already overnight, and a few more draping across the northern ends of Mobile and Baldwin County, and a good bit more of heavier rain just offshore. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning. Wet roadways, so be careful from overnight showers that have been with us. Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers are working one accident, heading to report a car in a ditch off March Road and Highway 90. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Open Fridays and Saturdays. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 8th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Add this to the, I guess this is going to be traffic and news at the same time. Getting a text this morning. Says traffic shut down, 8 police cars surrounding the gas station, 65 and 43. There's a couple, there's a Chevron there, but there's a big Pilot truck stop there, big Pilot truck stop right there. That's Satsuma, where 43 and 65 interchange. I guess it's that one. I mean, there's some gas stations north. At that point, you're kind of into Crayola axis, but we're trying to get some more specifics here. But eight police officers there surrounding the gas station. I will let you know what that is when we get a little more information coming up this morning. Pass along right here in the news department or the traffic department.
Yeah, so we'll be looking for it. I've stopped it. Probably every single one of those, yes.
That's right.
So we'll figure out which one they're surrounding right now.
All right. We'll let you know more about that coming up. Plus, on the way, it is a Friday. Lots to do around here, like the weekend weather scale, which I wish I could tell you I thought was going to be fantastic for the big Mardi Gras weekend ahead. I don't know. We'll find out from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, because I think there's a pretty good chance of rain in effect for Joe Kane Day. Maybe a little bit better for Saturday, but details coming up at 6:35. All right. Also, we're seeing a note here. It is the truck stop. Or not the truck stop, but the gas station north of 65. So I'm thinking if you go north, you got, kind of getting into Crayola axis there. The first one on your left, I don't know if that used to be a BP there or something, or maybe that's another Chevron, that gas station in there. We'll get the latest on that and get it to you here in just a little bit. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, let's catch some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The two Port City teenagers accused of being involved in a Mardi Gras shooting, which injured a 7-year-old child and another teenager, both plead not guilty in court on Thursday morning. Ty Kendrick Barnett and Isaiah Carl Carl are both 17 years old and are accused of shooting weapons back on February 23rd around 9:30 p.m. on Conti in Dearborn Streets in downtown Mobile. Bond has been set at $180,000 for Barnett, while Carl was denied bond because he was on probation at the time of the shooting. If Barnett does make bond, he will remain under house arrest. A preliminary hearing has been set for April the 11th. Remaining in Mobile, police say it was road rage that led a woman to crash her vehicle into a local church. Now, the incident happened on February 17th, and 10 days later, the suspect, 25-year-old Catalina Moore, was arrested. Detectives say that Moore crashed her vehicle into the Rehoboth Missionary Baptist Church that's on Center Street and also hit two parked vehicles. And she was just getting started, police say, as she then exited that vehicle and engaged in a physical fight with another person. Next, she entered the other person's car and drove that car across the street and straight into a tree. According to authorities, Moore confessed to all of the events of the day and does remain in Metro Jail at this hour. She's charged with two counts of criminal mischief first degree, attempted theft first degree, and reckless endangerment. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 14-year-old boy is rushed to the hospital after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. This happened at the intersection of Racetrack Road and Dawn Drive in Okaloosa County. No word yet this morning on the child's condition. A new bill in Florida would make it illegal to drive with your pet in your lap. The bill lists a number of distractions, including texting, applying makeup, and interacting with pets. If the bill passes, you could be fined or forced to take a distracted driving safety class. Paid parking for the spring and summer season begins today in Gulf Shores. Public parking at Gulf Place, West Beach, West 6th Street, and Little Lagoon Pass will cost $5 for 4 hours or $10 per day. Gulf Shores residents can park free with a valid hurricane reentry decal. A rainy weekend could put a damper on Mardi Gras revelry. Four parades are on the schedule tonight in Mobile, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Pensacola. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
6:15 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday Style. Sean and Dalton. And Kelly's got her headlines coming up. Dr. Bill with her forecast and Kane with traffic. Want to add to this story that's been breaking as of the last probably 20 minutes or so. This is on 43 southbound, just north of the 65 interchange near the Chevron gas station. So north side of 65, but southbound 43. There's a van, a panel van in the road there that has traffic pretty much stopped. They said the slowdown is probably a 2 mile backup, 1 to 2 mile backup, southbound 43, just north of 65. Police officers, they said one report was 8 police officers there. I don't know exactly what all is going on, but it does have people coming. So if you're heading towards Satsuma, heading towards 65 on 43 southbound, that's what your trouble is this morning. Northbound, it seems to be traveling just fine. We got a call just a second ago, tell us it was good to go on northbound, but southbound 65 is a slowdown.
Yeah, not great news for somebody traveling down into Mobile or wherever they might be heading south on 43 for to have a smooth Friday and head on to the weekend.
You know, if this gets real backed up, then it might be worth taking taking Radcliffe Road and going around or something like that. Right now, I don't know if it's that bad yet. We'll get the latest on traffic coming up in just a little bit. Right now, let's talk some sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Bryce Harper has found his new team after signing a record-breaking contract. A Dallas Cowboys great heads from the TV booth back to the playing field in the lineup for tomorrow's SEC basketball games as the season comes to a close. Only 1 week left, Sean.
Oh.
It's 6:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The sweepstakes for one of Major League Baseball's top stars is over, and the Philadelphia Phillies are the big winner. The Phillies and former Washington Nationals superstar Bryce Harper agreed to a record-breaking deal that's reportedly worth $330 million over 13 years. That's the most ever guaranteed to a baseball player. The deal reportedly does not include any opt-outs, and it includes a no-trade clause for Harper. Harper was the 2015 National League MVP and still only 26 years old. Phillies manager Gabe Kapler shared how he found out about the signing while the Phillies were playing Toronto in a spring training game yesterday.
We had some fans behind us who were sharing kind of moment-by-moment tweets with us. And we were getting literally like 4 fans right behind where we were sitting telling us terms and, you know, who was tweeting what. We're like, well, who's making the reports? We got to make sure that this person is credible.
So he found out from the fans at the game that they had signed, now his best player likely. Harper will receive a $20 million signing bonus and a $10 million salary for this season. Then he'll be paid $26 million a year from 2020 to 2028 and $22 million per season from 2029 to 2031. The San Francisco Giants and Los Angeles Dodgers were also reportedly in the mix for Harper. He's a 6-time All-Star who spent his first 7 seasons with the Nationals, and Harper will likely be in the lineup for the Phillies on opening day, Thursday, March 28th, when Philadelphia welcomes NL East rival Atlanta to Citizens Bank Park. Should be a good season. The Dallas Cowboys announced yesterday that one of the all-time greats, tight end Jason Witten, is returning to the team. Witten's leaving ESPN's Monday Night Football and returning to the playing field less than 1 year after announcing his retirement. Sources told ESPN that the tight end is getting a 1-year deal worth $3.5 million that can max out to $5 million once you include roster bonuses and incentives. Here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett reacting to the news.
It was a challenging decision for him to stop playing football. And I think the reason he did is because the opportunity to be the lead analyst on Monday Night Football was too good for him to pass up.
Witten's played in 11 Pro Bowls during his 15 years with the Cowboys. He's the franchise leader and 4th in NFL history with 1,152 receptions. He also holds franchise records for games played, consecutive games, starts, and consecutive starts. ESPN released a statement following the news that said, "We thank Jason for his many contributions to Monday Night Football and to ESPN over the past year and wish him continued success." They said they would determine next season's plans for Monday Night Football in the coming weeks. Former Broncos and Texans wide receiver Demaryius Thomas was arrested Wednesday on a felony charge of vehicular assault stemming from a crash earlier this month. He was released from jail yesterday. Thomas was involved in the crash on February 16th, a few days after he was released by the Houston Texans. Police said that Thomas was driving over 70 miles an hour, more than twice the speed limit, at around 12:20 a.m. near downtown Denver when his SUV went off the road and flipped end over end after hitting a median. The report says the SUV landed on its wheels and one of its two passengers suffered serious injuries. Thomas is also charged with reckless driving and not having proof of insurance. Both of those are misdemeanor charges. The four-time Pro Bowler played 7 games for Houston last year, making 23 catches for 275 yards and 2 touchdowns before his season ended after Thomas tore his left Achilles tendon. On the PGA Tour, players are in the first leg of the month-long Florida swing. Jonathan Vegas made 6 birdies and no bogeys on Thursday, shooting 6 under to open a 2-stroke lead after the first round. Lucas Glover, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, and Ben Silverman are tied for second at 4 under par. There's a large group of players tied for third at 3 under, including Brooks Koepka and rookie Ricky Fowler. And defending champion Justin Thomas is just behind them, 4 shots behind the leader. It was a tough night in basketball for both the men's and women's South Alabama Jaguars teams. Both experienced blowout losses to UT Arlington. The men's team lost at home to the Mavericks 75-57, while the women's team went to Arlington for their matchup with UT Arlington and lost 72-51. Both Jags teams will try to get back in the win column tomorrow against Texas State. The women's team stays on the road in San Marcos, Texas. They'll face the Bobcats at 2 p.m., while the men's team remains at home with a 7 p.m. tip-off in the Sun Belt matchup. And here's the SEC basketball lineup for tomorrow as we enter the final week of the regular season. Alabama hosts number 13 LSU at 11 a.m. Ole Miss plays at Arkansas at noon. Then at 1 p.m., a huge game. Number 7 Tennessee hosts number 4 Kentucky. At 2:30, South Carolina plays at Missouri. Then at 3 o'clock, Auburn hosts Mississippi State. You can hear that game on FM Talk 106.5. At 5 o'clock, Vanderbilt plays at Texas A&M. And at 7:30, Georgia at Florida. 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Looks like we've got state troopers headed to a reported car in a ditch at March Road and Highway 90. And we do have some wet roadways, so be careful from some showers overnight. But the Bayway, the Causeway, northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland are running smooth. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to just $10, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays 9. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:24 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A high-speed chase and crash leads to the arrest of a woman, and now she faces additional charges in a separate case. 23-year-old Tamisha Ellis is accused of shooting into an occupied vehicle back in June of 2017. She pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of reckless endangerment. In that case, her bond has been set at more than $32,000. In Daphne, police say the same woman ran from officers on February 19th after employees at a car dealership said that they smelled marijuana marijuana coming from her vehicle. When officers arrived, well, she took off. She took off down Highway 90, eventually her vehicle going airborne and crashing into a pickup truck at the intersection of Highway 90 and Highway 98. Ellis is charged with reckless endangerment, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Thankfully, no one was injured. You may call it Penny's, or perhaps you call it JCPenney's. Either way, the retailer has announced they're closing even more of their stores. On Thursday, the announcement was made that 18 full-line stores and 9 of their stores, which have the home and furniture stores, well, those are closing this year. JCPenney has not announced the locations to be closed, but they do operate more than 850 stores here in the U.S. So the announcement is coming on the heels of weaker-than-expected holiday sales. The Associated Press is reporting fourth quarter income was down nearly 70% and revenue dropped by 8%. The company's net income was $75 million this year. And when you compare it, though, to last year, which was $242 million, you can understand even more so as to the store's financial woes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
No, it's nothing for them in the big Navy ship and the Coast Guard ship that's they're coming into Mobile Bay this morning, but some rough weather offshore. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up. Yeah, that Navy ship and the Coast Guard ship coming up from Mardi Gras. Going to be hanging out with us. And speaking of hanging out with us, from the Navy ship, one of our own. Now, of course, he's one of the Navy's own, too, but Command Master Chief Antonio Perryman, who led Navy Day at Murphy High School yesterday, his alma mater. His ship and the Coast Guard ship will be coming on in to port today, plus there'll be a schedule starting, I think, tomorrow through Fat Tuesday, so you can go take a little walkabout on the ships, check them out. They're going to be docked there on the Mobile River. More on that, and we'll get details when we have a Command Master Chief from right here, one of ours, Antonio Perryman, who's been stationed around the world with the Navy, will be joining us later on this morning right here on Mobile Mornings. Get the latest on traffic with Kane coming up, plus Dr. Bill's got our forecast. It's all straight ahead. Y'all stay close.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A rainy weekend could put a damper on Mardi Gras revelry. 4 parades tonight, beginning at 6 with the Order of Mirams in Orange Beach. In Mobile, the crew of Columbus rolls at 6:30. The Maids of Jubilee Parade is set for 6:45 in Fairhope, and the crew of Lafitte Parade in Pensacola begins at 7. A 6-year-old battling leukemia in Mobile got quite the surprise. Christian Lavrette and his family are headed to Disney World. This trip was organized by Magic Moments with the help from students from UMS Wright, McGill Tulin, St. Paul's, and Spring Hill College. Those students sold 900 bracelets to help fund the trip. A Baldwin County man was in the right place at the right time when he saw a house on fire in Foley. John Langford was on his way home from work when he spotted flames shooting up from the back of a home in the Hickory Street neighborhood. While neighbors dialed 911, he hooked up his pressure washer and jumped a 6-foot fence.
I stood on top of it the best I could and just turned on the water and just started shooting from all directions.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
A gesture of peace about to take place at the border between increasingly tense India and Pakistan as Pakistani officers have brought the Indian pilot captured from a downed plane there, planning to hand him over to India. The New York Times reports President Trump ordered his then chief of staff John Kelly to grant Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner a top secret security clearance after intelligence agencies rejected his application. Correspondent Shimon Prokopesh tells us that's not what the White House said at the time.
When Jared Kushner first, when it was announced and his lawyers came out and they said, oh, he's getting his security clearance, they try to act as if, you know, they went through the normal channels and this was given to Jared Kushner after an extensive background check, and then the FBI and the CIA all kind of signed off on this. And then obviously now we learn that that just wasn't the case.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee is adding his name to the growing 2020 Democratic presidential field, making it official later today in Seattle. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Senate has voted to confirm Andrew Wheeler as administrator of the EPA. A former lobbyist for businesses with interests before the EPA, including coal miners and power plant operators, Wheeler has been the acting administrator at the EPA since the resignation of his predecessor, Scott Pruitt, last July. Though China's economic growth in 2018 was the slowest since 1990, and it may decelerate further this year, CEOs there remain upbeat. A PwC survey showed 73% of mainland China CEOs are optimistic about global growth in the coming year. That figure is just 42% globally and 41% in Hong Kong. Chinese CEOs are also more optimistic this year than last. Westmoreland Coal, the sixth largest coal producer in North America, has cleared a final hurdle in its bid to exit bankruptcy and cut debt by offloading its U.S. and Canadian mines to lenders. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another wet morning, a wet night last night. Look at the radar, too. There's some heavier stuff offshore.
Really? I mean, some strong thunderstorms that are just south of Baldwin County, and looks like that activity is going to affect the Florida Panhandle for most of today. So if you're headed over in that direction, you're going to run into that activity. In our area right now, we have just a few light showers, and most of it is moving to the east. Another upper air disturbance caused this. We've seen this now for several days. And what we can expect for the rest of the day is mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies, and a few scattered showers could develop today. Particularly if we get a little bit of sunshine, we could see some showers this afternoon. Another warm day. We should be up around 75 degrees, maybe up to 78 yesterday. And officially yesterday, a little more than a quarter of an inch. So we ended the month of February with 5.22 inches, which is actually a little bit above normal for the month.
It just seems like it's way above normal, but yeah, I guess it's kind of the normal deal here in February to get rain, but it seemed very wet.
Yeah, and also quite warm. I haven't got the final figures yet, but we were well above normal in temperature. And that was the case last year for February. We set the all-time record for the month of February. As for the rest of today, as I mentioned, a few scattered showers. Now, tonight, occasional showers tonight. Doesn't look like much of a problem except for fog developing. Low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow should be mostly cloudy. A few showers are possible, and another warm day up to around 75 degrees. Now, the problem for the weekend will be Sunday, and it looks like a very good chance for showers and even a few thunderstorms. And unfortunately, most of that activity is going to occur from the late morning to the late afternoon. And so for all the activities on Sunday, you're going to have to bring along some rain gear. Looks like you're going to need it. The showers will taper off in the evening, but it's going to be a warm day, up around 75 degrees. An Arctic cold front will move in Sunday evening, and we'll see some showers, as I mentioned, into the evening hours, and then rapidly falling temperatures, so that daybreak on Monday will be in the low 40s. Monday, nice day, mostly sunny, but only 55 for the high. Monday night, down into the upper 30s. And then on Tuesday, a beautiful day, mostly sunny, but rather chilly, only 52 for the high temperature for Tuesday afternoon. Then falling into the low 30s, so a freeze, a light freeze for Mobile on Monday night into Tuesday morning. And, that'll be Wednesday morning. So Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we've got a light freeze for the Mobile area. And then on Wednesday, another cool day in the mid-50s. We'll most likely see upper 30s for Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So we've got some cold weather coming in. And the coldest night right now looks like Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, in which we'll see a light freeze. And that means that areas to the north of us will be in the upper 20s.
Oh, wow. Like Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon, the icebox. Wow. Okay. So that's not only cold we're talking about, that it hadn't been that kind of cold in what, maybe a month?
Yeah, it's been a while. And so far this winter, the coldest has just been a degree or so below that 32 degree mark. And, it's very possible that we could end up with the coldest temperature occurring in March rather than in December, January, and February.
Wow. Wow, that's the kind of stuff that would show up in the almanac, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, and we'll have a lot of information, certainly for next year's edition, but there's a lot of data in there that you could use this year, including the tide tables, and you'll find copies, and they're free, at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also classic cars, and Robert Moore Christmas stand over the Eastern Shore at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and if you happen to be in Fairhope, at Old Time Garden Supply, as well as Billy Lankford to Allstate. And those copies are free, and all that information packed into 36 pages.
All right, let's review one more time for tonight. Three or four parades tonight, starting at 6:30 with Crew of Columbus. How are we looking?
I think we're looking good, because tonight just... isolated, just occasional showers, and any activity for this afternoon should taper off by evening. So,
okay.
I think we'll be okay.
So tonight's good. Tomorrow, midday floral parade rolls at noon. How are we looking?
Looks okay there. We're just looking at a few showers around, only put it in a percent, about 30%. So we could see some sunshine and temperatures in the mid-70s.
By the time we get to the MOTs tomorrow night at 6, what do you think?
I think we'll be okay also for tomorrow evening. And as I mentioned, the problem is going to be on Sunday.
Okay. And there we go, because you have 2:30, the Joe Kane Parade starting, and you said, be ready.
Be ready. Be ready for some protection, not only from moon pies, but protection, of course, from some rainfall, which we could see some heavy showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill Williams. All right, traffic coming up with Kane in just a second. We have been getting word and watching this story this morning. It would be Highway 43 southbound, just north of 65. So Axis Crayola heading into Satsuma right in there. The Chevron station, there's actually two gas stations pretty much right by each other. Said a panel van was looked like wrecked southbound 43. That had traffic backed up on 43 for a couple miles. Mm-hmm. Northbound seemed to be moving okay. That's the reports we're getting right now. We'll check more with Kane coming up in traffic in just a little bit. Also, while we're talking about roadways and driving, Governor Ivey shooting back yesterday at members of Alabama Republican State Executive Committee who voted to oppose the gas tax. We'll talk more about that in just a sec.
Alabama Coastal Foundation Eco Team is looking for volunteers for the final 4 days of the Mardi Gras season in downtown Mobile, Saturday, March 2nd through Tuesday, March 5th. Shift options are available at recycling stations in Bienville Square, Cathedral Square, Mardi Gras Park, and Spanish Plaza. Parade goers are encouraged to recycle their plastics, cans, and glass when the Eco Teams roll by with recycling carts. Sign up now at joinacf.org.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. You've got traffic backed up southbound Highway 43, just north of 65. There's been a wrecked van on the right lane. Southbound lane's going to be slow. State troopers are on the scene there. It's going to be blocking traffic. Mobile Police Department also working an accident. Eastbound I-10 between 65 and DIP at Downtowner at Michael Boulevard still clearing. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA today for your tickets. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office needs your help to solve a crime which happened in Irvington. They have just released a surveillance video which shows an older model white extended cab pickup truck pull into a driveway and back into a garage. Next, two men get out of that vehicle and they start looking inside that garage. One man notices the surveillance camera and tries to cover his face with his shirt. The other seems to have a disguise on. Both then eventually start to load up the back of that truck with stolen merchandise. And that merchandise is valued at more than $2,200. The duo stole that and some more, which includes a motorcycle helmet, telephone wires, a chain, boxes of tax paperwork. Mobile County Sheriff's Office is encouraging you to give them a call if you have information, 251-574-8633. Let's talk lottery and the state of Mississippi. As a state revenue commissioner, has just sweetened the pot. We now know people will not have to pay sales tax
to play the game of chance, as they're calling it. Commissioner Herb Frierson says current laws and regulations do not impose a sales tax on lottery tickets. The Associated Press is reporting that House Bill 1576 died when lawmakers failed to consider it before Wednesday's deadline. It would have specified that no sales tax would be charged on the lottery. Frierson says that the bill is not needed, though. He says lottery tickets are not considered tangible property but are evidence of a bet, and there's no need to tax that. And Frierson, well, he does not mince words either. He calls lottery tickets, quote, a tax on stupidity. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Kelly. Yeah, I like that situation where you have detect the sarcasm, where we will put a tax on groceries but not on lottery tickets. All right, 644 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
If you operate an automotive service facility of any size, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. An idle bay means idle profits. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide you with the quality systems you use every day, like ball crank fluid transfer equipment, Reelcraft hose and cord reels, Corgi tire and wheel equipment, and Quincy compressor compressed air systems. Mobile Mechanical Service offers repair services on all brands 24/7. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
This information update is brought to you by Gulf Coast Beads, all about letting the good times roll with an enormous selection of peanuts, moon pies, beads, balls, and trinkets. Call ahead and your order will be bagged and ready to throw with curbside service, and delivery is available too. Gulf Coast Beads on Cottage Hill Road.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 14-year-old boy is rushed to the hospital after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. This happened at the intersection of Racetrack Road and Dawn Drive in Okaloosa County. No word yet this morning on the child's condition. A new bill in Florida would make it illegal to drive with your pet in your lap. The bill lists a number of distractions, including texting, applying makeup, and interacting with pets. If the bill passes, you could be fined or forced to take a distracted driving safety class. Paid parking for the spring and summer season begins today in Gulf Shores. Public parking at Gulf Place, West Beach, West 6th Street, and Little Lagoon Pass will cost $5 for 4 hours or $10 per day. Gulf Shores residents can park free with a valid hurricane reentry decal. A rainy weekend could put a damper on Mardi Gras revelry. 4 parades are on the schedule tonight in Mobile, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Pensacola. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bryce Harper has found his new team after signing a record-breaking contract yesterday. A Dallas Cowboys great heads from the TV booth back to the playing field and the lineup for tomorrow's SEC basketball games as the season comes to a close. It's 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The sweepstakes for one of Major League Baseball's top stars is over, and the Philadelphia Phillies are the big winner. The Phillies and former Washington Nationals superstar Bryce Harper agreed to a record-breaking deal that's reportedly worth, get ready, $330 million over 13 years. That's the most ever guaranteed to a baseball player. The deal reportedly does not include any opt-outs, and it includes a no-trade clause for Harper. Harper was the 20. So how much would it take to pay you to move to Philadelphia?
$337. No, I mean, he's 26.
26 years old. Seems like he has been in the league for 7 seasons already.
But my God, he's gotten it done.
Yeah, he really has. He was the 2015 National League MVP, 26 years old, as you mentioned. Phillies manager Gabe Kapler shared how he found out about the signing while the Phillies were playing Toronto in a spring training game yesterday.
We had some fans behind us who were sharing kind of moment-by-moment tweets with us. And we were getting literally like 4 fans right behind where we were sitting, telling us terms and, you know, who was tweeting what. We're like, well, who's making the reports. You got to make sure that this person is credible.
Ain't technology great? The fans finding out before the manager. Harper will receive a $20 million signing bonus and a $10 million salary for this season, and then his pay gets bumped up $26 million annually from 2020 to 2028 and $22 million per season from 2029 to 2031. The San Francisco Giants and LA Dodgers were also reportedly in the mix for Harper. He's a six-time All-Star who spent his first seven seasons with the Nationals, and Harper will likely be in the lineup for the Phillies on opening day Thursday, March 28th, when Philadelphia welcomes NL East rival Atlanta to Citizens Bank Park. The Dallas Cowboys announced yesterday that one of the all-time greats, tight end Jason Witten, is returning to the team. Witten is leaving ESPN's Monday Night Football and returning to the playing field less than 1 year after announcing his retirement. Sources told ESPN that the tight end's getting a one-year deal worth $3.5 million that can actually max out at $5 million, which include roster bonuses and incentives. Here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett reacting to the news.
It was a challenging decision for him to stop playing football, and I think the reason he did is because the opportunity to be the lead analyst on Monday Night Football was too good for him to pass up.
Witten's played in 11 Pro Bowls during his 15 years with the Cowboys and is the franchise leader in a number of categories. ESPN released a statement following the news that said, "We thank Jason for his many contributions to Monday Night Football and to ESPN over the past year and wish him continued success." ESPN said it would determine next season's plans for Monday Night Football in the coming weeks. On the PGA Tour, players are in the first leg of the month-long Florida Swing. Jonathan Vegas made six birdies and no bogeys yesterday, shooting six under to open a two-stroke lead after the first round. Lucas Glover, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, and Ben Silverman are tied for second at four under. There's a large group of players tied for third at three under, including Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler. And defending champion Justin Thomas is just behind them, four shots behind the leader. It was a tough night in basketball for both the men's and women's South Alabama Jaguars teams. Both experienced blowout losses to UT Arlington. The men's team lost at home to the Mavericks 75-57. The Jags took a 13-10 lead 7 minutes into the game and never led again. South Alabama made only 37% of their shots and have now lost four of their last five games. The women's team went to Arlington for their matchup with UT Arlington and lost 72-51. The Jags were down only one after the first quarter, but had fallen behind by 14 at the half. They've also been in a slump, having lost four of their last six games. Both Jags teams will try to get back in the win column tomorrow against Texas State. The women's team stays on the road in San Marcos, Texas. They'll face the Bobcats at 2 p.m., while the men's team remains at home with a 7 p.m. tip-off in the Sun Belt matchup. And here's your SEC basketball lineup for tomorrow as we enter the final week of the regular season. At 11 a.m., Alabama welcomes number 13 LSU to Tuscaloosa. Then at noon, Ole Miss plays at Arkansas. At 1 p.m., a huge game in the SEC. Number 7 Tennessee will host number 4-ranked Kentucky. At 2:30, South Carolina plays at Missouri. Then at 3 o'clock, you can hear this game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Auburn welcomes Mississippi State to Auburn Arena. At 5 o'clock, Vanderbilt plays at Texas A&M. And at 7:30 to wrap up the Saturday slate, Georgia plays at Florida. 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. They just moved that accident out of the roadway, Highway 43 north of I-165 off to the right shoulder. Also a new accident, Bear Fork Road and Anton Street. And if you're traveling now eastbound I-10 between 65 and DIP and downtown or in Michael Boulevard, you'll see other accidents clearing. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots, even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
654 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Yeah, Governor Ivey yesterday said she's not too worried about the Alabama Republican Party's state executive committee opposing the state gas tax. During a presser, she announced she said this: those folks in the party, I'm not going to do her voice, those folks in the party haven't even seen the bill or haven't read the bill because it wasn't available when they met. So the House of Representatives will be informed, and they have a lot more information, and they'll be better able to make wise decisions. The people of Alabama will be the beneficiaries of a wise, informed decision the House leaders and members will make, end quote. She urges wisdom. y'all want to see some wisdom? Watch this next week. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, first thing they're going to do is run to the gas tax. Be the first item up. Maybe even see a special session called for the gas tax on day one
that
in Montgomery. Get ready. 6:55, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk about the boom boom and last night's numbers when it comes to the parade and those who watched. Mobile Police Department, they released the Mardi Gras recap, and here's what we know for Thursday night, as the crowd count for those who watched the Mystic Stripers was 8,448 people. Mobile Police did respond to 5 complaints. They also cited 8 parking citations. Those were issued, and there were 4 vehicles towed. 1 vehicle was taken to MPD Main Impound. As always, be smart when you park, because not only can your vehicle be ticketed, but it can also be towed. Be mindful of that. Look for those yellow and purple signs. Let's talk about stores closing. Yes, yet another store closing its doors, and this one impacting both women and men. L Brands operates Victoria's Secrets. They're set to close 53 stores this year. The locations of those stores, though, have not yet been announced. But here's what we know from the CFO. The CFO is citing, quote, current and projected performance, sales, profit, and cash flow as all being an issue. According to financial statements, sales at Victoria's Secrets stores open at least 1 year fell 7% during the most recent quarter. There are about 1,100 stores nationwide. So last November, the company's CEO resigned, and then the following month in December, their annual Angel Fashion Show posted the worst ratings in company history. Now back to the boom boom. If you're going to go watch the Mardi Gras parades, you want to know what the weather's going to look like. That is why you tune into FM Talk 106.5, and specifically Mobile Mornings. Our very own Dr. Bill will have your Mardi Gras forecast for today, tomorrow, and into next week. Be mindful of that. Have fun, and we look forward to checking more with the boom boom fun right here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, more gas talk, gas tax talk. Noon today, Chris Elliott, state senator, is going to join us to talk about the gas tax. We'll get into that with him on Midday Mobile. Coming up today at noon, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings is coming your way next.